First Corinthians chapter 7, chapter 1 to chapter 4 is about what? Joe? About what? Division, yeah? How did Paul try to solve it? Yes, live up and strive down. Does it work? No, he did not solve it. Titus solved it, no? Chapter 5 is what? Sexual immorality. Why the church is entitled to cast out person, according to chapter 5? Because verse 2 says what? 赶出去, yeah? And the last verse also say what? 赶出去, yeah? So, yeah, from this chapter, we know that Jesus really tell apostles, whoever you are bound in heaven will be bound. Whoever is bound on earth will be bound in heaven as well. And they even practice it in this chapter. Now, chapter 6, about what? Not concerning, but concerning what? Lawsuit, yeah? Chapter 5, sorry, let me rewind a little bit. Chapter 5 talk about church is entitled or have the authority to excommunicate person, but you got to fulfill two conditions. Number one, got to be what? Sin, especially mortal sin, yeah? Number two, got to be something like a yeast. It's going to influence the whole body. Okay? Hello? So we don't excommunicate person. Even people commit mortal sin, but some of them really feel very sad when come back to repent. The church will not do excommunication if anybody try to repent and come back, and we just leave them into the hands of God, you know? So, yeah. And chapter 6, no lawsuit, because you know the spirit, because again, they are your brother. Your servant and my servant shall not fight each other. You and I shall not fight each other because we are brother. That says by Abraham. Yeah, so. And then actually, the Bible comes down to an introduction of the later part of chapter 6. To me, it's an introduction of chapter 7 to chapter 10. So chapter 6, the later part, I talk about body, yeah? Body could be need food, right? And need what? Intimacy. Can we use the word for the simplicity of teaching? Even though it's not mentioned in the Bible, okay? Chinese people say, 食色性也. Do you understand? Food and sex is nature. 食跟色 is the nature of human being. That's why Paul was addressing these two issues. And these two, like I share with you, these two issues actually is very fundamental request for human being. You don't need to teach baby to eat. They know how to suck milk after they are born. You don't need to teach them. You don't need to teach young men to get married. When they are old, they want to get married. It is human nature. It's a blessing of God, right? But we say that no matter what you eat, what you drink, you shall glorify God, right? Isn't it? Where does it record it? Chapter 10, yeah? Hello? And then, also, you got to be use your body to glorify God because your body is the temple of God. In that sense, you are united with God in one spirit. Therefore, make sure in terms of intimacy, don't ruin the temple of God, right? And then, actually, chapter 7, it's based on this, also talk about four things, right? From verse 1 to which verse? Talk about general principle. Right? And from which verse? Talk about you shall... Let me take my notes. From verse 8 and on, actually talk about what? Single, issue single, yeah? And verse 10 and 9 talk about no divorce. Verse 25 and on talk about virgin, no marry, don't get married in that generation. I will explain why Paul says that, remain single. But actually, the word using virgin, keep your virginity. How do you spell virgin? G-I-N-E? Is it? Can I spell right? Oh, okay. And then food, actually, it is from chapter 8 to chapter 10. We'll expand on it. We'll talk about the structure in the future. So today we will try to focus on these four categories when we share chapter 7. So by the way, so you see at the end of chapter 6, we talk about this, right? Last section, we talk about this, right? Is it true? Hello? The end of chapter 6. Hello? Is it true? Are you with me? Yesterday. I just tell you that the Bible is very structuralized. So chapter 6 actually serves as an introduction to the chapter 7 to chapter 10, right? Makes sense? Because you know how to write essay. This is exactly Paul's way to write essay. So Bible is very beautiful. It has its own structure. So if there's a test, please remember this. I don't know if there's a test, right? Because this is beautiful. Just remember it. It's so beautiful, isn't it? Okay. So let's talk about general principle, general rules. So yesterday we talked about it's better for a man not to touch woman. 保持距离以测安全. How many of you heard this sentence? 保持距离以测安全. Yeah, this applies to male and female. Keep a distance to guarantee safety. Again, I want to emphasize that you should present yourself as a very perfect package for your spouse to open it in the honeymoon night. Right? If you are defiled, maybe you are wrapped with a very beautiful cloth, but it is not as perfect. 人生不完美. Yeah? Something is missing in your life. It's not a beautiful beginning. So we share that bad things always always happen to those who are waiting, right? So please try to wait until that time, don't touch. Because we say that everything starts from touching, okay? And then, let's read the general principle number 2, chapter 7, verse 2. Crystal from Paris. Chapter 7, verse 2. You can read in French, no problem. So from this verse actually to verse 5 actually talk about to avoid sexual immoral, we shall have our spouse. Like I said, this is nature. Can you imagine a lot of immoral things occurs in jail? You know that, right? Jail, if you jail all the men together, actually they do dirty things as well. Right? This is very sad, but that's why it said avoid sexual immorality. You know, in a war, when you go to the war, actually, like for Japanese invaded Shanghai, early days, many women got was in trouble. Why? Because those soldiers they depart from their family for a long time. Disaster occurs because of this type of situation. Like why prostitution is an old business which never stop. Because men sometimes they do not have spouse, right? So you gotta understand that to avoid sexual immorality, it's better that men and women shall have their own spouse. Right? So, and even like you got married and intimacy become like a routine, you shall not, the Bible wants you to enjoy your marriage for the rest of your life. So even though after you got married, you know, later on intimacy become like you're eating rice every day. And sometimes you feel like, how come I only eaten certain type of rice every day? So after 7 years, we call what? 七年之痒, right? Chinese people always say that 文章是自己的好, 太太是别人的漂亮, right? It's always like after years, how come others' wives always beautiful than mine? But this is not the Bible's teaching. Bible wants you to have one soulmate with the rest of your life. Actually, this is God's way. This is God's blessing. And God should know that soulmate is very important. And you cannot find soulmate beside your rib, beside your the bone of bones and flesh of yourself. Let's read Genesis chapter 1. I think you may hear me preaching this, but I think this is also important. This is God's way of setting up marriage. Chapter 2. Genesis chapter 2, verse 18 to 20. Mandy, can you read? 18 to 20. Yeah, Adam cannot find a helper to help him. Now, after the creation, God re-examined his creation. He said that it's no good for man to live alone. Yeah? Like in your age, right now, your heart is not very stable. Because a lot of girls do not know, yeah? Where you are going to settle, who is going to pick up this flower, who is going to settle. 情归何处花落水间? You don't know. Where I'm going to go? Who is my prince? Right? That's why your heart is not settled. Man is the same thing. You keep pursuing, yeah? Chasing, yeah? But you end up very what? Sorry every night, yeah? No more today. I got rejected again, yeah? And many boys keep standing in front of girls' dormitory. Do you guys do that? I mean, your friends. They are all lined up in girls' dormitory, a lot of boys. Right, I mean, this is human being, and that's why God, the Bible says it's not good for man to remain alone. And then God asks Adam to realize one thing: he cannot find soulmate in among animals. Adam was very smart, just like you. He can one animal come, he can name it immediately. How long does it take for your parents to give your name to you? I'm telling you, it takes me a long time, okay? To the point that I don't know how to name my second born. To the point until like the social worker come, please give me a name. Okay, this name. I've been thinking for 2 years, for a long time, but I still cannot decide it. Very last moment, okay, start with A, it's easier. Alex, go. It's very difficult, but Adam so easy, yeah? Adam just cow, you are cow, your name is cow, your name is cat, your name is pig, your name is so many animals, and you can name them one by one. But the Bible says he will never find a help among the animals. It's amazing. Can you imagine that? I keep saying, yeah? Cow is much stronger than man, yeah? Than human being, yeah? Peacock is much more beautiful than you, woman, right? Peacock's tail is very beautiful, right? 孔雀开屏, very beautiful. Cat is tender than a lot of girls too, yeah? Yeah? Meow, meow, meow. Right? Dogs is more faithful than a lot of person, isn't it? But No matter how good animals are, they cannot fulfill Adam's soul. No help come from animal. So I'm telling you, no matter how lonely you are, no matter how much teddy bear you have, or pets you keep, they are not going to solve your loneliness problem. Your loneliness problem can only be solved by a God-given spouse. That's God's arrangement. That's why you got to man and woman, like, to avoid sexual immoral, you should find one. Not only find one, you should continue to enjoy the God-given intimacy in your room. So verse 3, chapter 7, 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 3 to verse 5. Verse 3 to verse 5. Check it. Oh, you're still flipping. Who can help? Joseph, you're not there.
3 verse 5?
Yeah, 7, 3 verse 5.
Seven,
1 Corinthians 7, 3 to 5.
The husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife, and likewise the wife to her husband. The wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife. 5. Do not deprive each other except by mutual consent, and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
So if you separate different bedroom or houses or rooms for a long time, Bible over here said it might give rooms for Satan to attempt, to tempt you. So that's why, you know, we always say that when you are fight with your spouse, don't always kick your spouse out of the room. Oh, maybe once, right? You keep him out all the time. He will say, I have other person waiting outside for me, yeah? So be very careful. And also another thing you gotta be aware, nowadays, job opportunity could be in the east side. In fact, the best place to raise a family could be in the west side. So many families right now separated due to living condition, looking for to survive. For a short time, I guess it's unavoidable, but for a long time, I think it's definitely no. Okay, especially you look at your surrounding, if husband and wife do not get together for a long time, troubles always occur. Really, I mean, you can see this in your surrounding. This is definitely no. So please, no matter how much money you can make in other places, you got to get together. I think we should learn from a lot of Hokkienese family. You know, some Hokkienese family, when they go to overseas, okay, even though they are young, they are 18, they are 19, they get married, and the spouse follow. They go to a new country, very dangerous area like South Africa. They face robbing together. Maybe they live in a very simple place, but they are together. You know, as long as you love one another, even though your living condition is very lousy, but because you have each other and you have love in between you, that place is heaven. I'm telling you. Where there's a love, there's a heaven. Where there's a hate, there's hell. So bring your spouse, especially girls. Even though I know many of you are much gifted and smarter than a lot of boys, maybe even smarter than your husband. But my understanding is that Sarah always followed Abraham. It's not the other way around. It's always like, you know, Jacob wants to go home and his wife agree to leave his father's house, their father's house, and follow Jacob to the land of Canaan, right? So, I know you can find a better job in other places, but according to the Bible, since man is the head, and your husband disagrees that you shall remain in this location, please follow him. So, later on, you only have two choices, right? Family or career. It's up to you. family or career. Of course, maybe you can make more money, but if you don't provide a good family for your children, if you cannot be happy, what is career about, right? Nowadays, people like to be dink. Have you ever heard the term dink? What is dink? D-I-N-K, double income, no kids. Dink, double income, no kids, right? People like to be dinks. But I don't believe even my daughter can understand this type of truth. But I try to sell a type of message. I don't know how many of you can take it. I'm telling you, actually, one bread earner in the house is good enough. Especially when your baby are very young. Nobody can replace mother's love. I don't know how many of you can take this. I think if you can take this, your kids is the most luckiest bird in the world. Like Mulan, right? You are lucky bird, is it? Mulan? Mulan? Lucky cricket. Sorry. Lucky cricket. So really, I mean, if you stay home to take care of your baby is the luckiest kids in the whole world. But again, it's your choice. I'm just telling you, like, many TCC members, we do have one income. But God still take good care of us. But of course, if you think that, I'm talking about this side right now, you think that your wife is more capable of making money, you can take care of baby too, yeah? How many of you can do that? Raise your hand. How many of you can do that? Yeah. Of course, we encourage sister that way, but we encourage you this way too, yeah? Actually, it's mutual respect. Mutual respect, of course, in the Bible, you are the head. You should lead the family, but the head's responsibility is not to ruin over. The head is to show concern. Yeah. Anyway, so to brother and to this sister, you shall never, like after you get married, I don't know why I get into this. I'm talking about when when you get married, make sure you respect one another and do not try to ask other people to fulfill their role according to the Bible. But you fulfill your personal role, because asking other people to fulfill their role according to the Bible will never work. Remember this. You got to remember this. Never ask your wife to submit it to you. Otherwise, you will have quarrel in your house. Otherwise, your house will become hell. I'm telling you, never ask people to do his duty. Otherwise, it will be a disaster. Okay, so general rule is that they say don't spouse. And offering sex to spouse is a duty, right? Don't separate. Be considerate, but don't separate. You should enjoy yourself inside your room, marriage bed, I mean between spouse. But make sure the way you enjoy your intimacy, do not learn from the homosexual people's way, especially man to man. You know that, right? Okay, let me be more, no annual, whatever. Yeah? You understand my point? It is not nature. It is not God's design. I think I speak too much. I will tell you when we do our marriage counseling. Oh, by the way, before you get married, you better have marriage counseling, because a lot of stuff we don't share over here, we'll share with you in marriage counseling. When you do fasting, it's not only refrain yourself from taking food, because this is our nature. Since you want to subdue your nature, so also refrain from this. Okay? Hello? Make sense? I think the Bible over here teaches us. So because you want to dedicate yourself in praying, you are allowed to, you can separate your bed, separate your room. This is general principle. Let's continue, otherwise I don't have time. Being single. Paul, some people said, of course, when Paul wrote 1 Corinthians, he was single. How do you know? Chapter 7. Verse 6 to 8. 6 to 8. Dexter. Wait, Dexter. Oh, okay, Dexter. Read, please. Yeah. Some people say Paul could have marriage in the past. I don't know. Bible is silent to that. And people suspect that because if he did not have marriage in the past, how come he knows so many truth about marriage? A lot of time, it's not easy for a single person who have no marriage to understand the truth of marriage in this depth. So, by all means, get married, brother and sister, please. And try to get baby too. How many of you do not like to have baby? Raise your hand. You don't like baby. You don't want to have baby. Raise your hand. If you are afraid of financial resources, then you want to give up on baby, it is a man of little faith. Point is that not because of cost, you don't want to give birth to baby. To me, the only legitimate reason to not have a baby is that you want to keep spiritual baby. You want to serve the Lord. You want to take care of the church. You don't have time for baby. I think the only legitimate reason for me, well, of course, unless you are physically enable. Some people are physically enabled, and it is the will of God, or maybe you can adopt someone. But anyway, Paul says that if you can be like him, that is also good if you want to. But he also gives us one condition, verse 9. Dexter, continue reading. Yes, it's better to marry than burn with passion. So Paul was basically saying that if you have gift, it's good that you can be like me. Yeah. So some people ask, how do I know if I have gift, I can be single? How do you know you have that type of gift? I think it's very easy, right? It's very easy to know. When you see opposite sex, your heart will never be putsong, putsong, putsong. Like your heart is so calm, just like, always deal with the same sex. There's no girls will really cause you to feel what? I don't know. I don't know how to say it. You just feel want to. I don't know. What is the best word to say it? Help me, please. What is the best word? You feel. Huh? Yeah. You don't get burned with passion. Okay. Yeah, I think you will know when you don't have gift. I think naturally you will know. There are three type of person may remain single. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 19. Matthew 19. These three type of person can remain single. 19 verse 12. 那个台湾来的弟兄有哪几位？我看看。 你对不对？你也是。 哦，你可不可以读？ 请你叫什么？ 请问你叫什么名字？ What's your name? Hank. Can you read, please? 那个19章的第二节， Matthew 19, verse 12. That's why sometimes I speak in Chinese. Yeah, who can take this word? He shall take this word. There are three types of person over here. Some are born eunuch. They are born no feeling. They are born, they don't feel pusong, pusong, pusong when they see up his sex. they have no feeling. They are bone eunuch. Some people cut themselves. 也有人是被淹的. Actually, I'm sorry, they did not cut themselves. They were cut by the circumstances. They remain single because of the environment, because of something happened. Okay? They do want to get married, but because they are forced. Like, have you ever heard of a term called 剩男剩女? Huh? Well, this is a Chinese term. How many of you heard this term before? 剩男剩女. Yeah, maybe you're Chinese. Leftover woman and leftover man. Leftover. Actually, there are more leftover women than leftover men. I don't know. TC member always say that, how can we marry in the Lord because we have more sisters than brothers. But you read Christian magazine, the other denomination also proclaim this way. There are more girls than boys. That is why. So sometimes environment will force a person to become single. That I don't know what to say. This is, but of course maybe mainland China. I heard that always 一胎化, right? 一胎化. Only one baby was allowed. Is it? So that's why when they give birth to a baby girl, they drown it, or they do something to destroy it until they have baby boy. So maybe in mainland China, so there are more boys, yeah? But anyway, so my point is that according to this verse, some people are cut due to unforeseeable reason. You cannot control it, it's outside reason. And some people, for the kingdom of God, they cut themselves. Some people, they remain single because of kingdom of God. I think Paul also have that kind of mentality. So, yeah. And Paul wants you to remain single if you have that kind of gift, if you don't feel urged. And the reason is that so you can be like him, doing the work for God. Right? This is about being single. So Paul enjoys single life. He hopes others can be like him. He did not order to other people to be single. One needs to have gift to remain single. Okay? Now concerning divorce, Jesus already mentioned man shall depart from his wife, depart from his parents, united with his wife. What God has matched, let no man be separate. Therefore, marriage itself is no separation. I know separation or divorce is become a norm, a very common phenomena in nowadays society. And actually, some brothers and sisters also taking this route. But for you, I really urge you, before you get married, really, you truly know the will of God before you enter into the marriage. So really, you can truly stay with that person with the rest of your life. Once you enter into marriage, please, never ever think about divorce. You know what? I keep telling brothers and sisters, right? What is the best gift you can give to your children? The best gift you can give your children is not iPhone, iPad, iWatch. It is that you love one another. Really, if a kid can grow under an environment of loving environment, for sure. Their children will be much happier. That's why God designed a way for a purpose. So as eager as you are want to enter into marriage, maybe not enter, as eager as you want to have a relationship, maybe some of you really hope that someone can comfort your heart. I won't blame you, but because of your situation, probably still need to wait. But even though you are eager to enter into it, make sure you truly know what you are doing, because it's a lifelong commitment. You got to think of for yourself, what is the three things you truly want in your life? Really, at least, and I think with, if there are three things that the other person can fulfill, I think that's good. Because people is different, yeah? Like for me, of course, besides they are Christian, for me, my number one thing is that she cannot love money. That's my bottom line, right? Can you imagine if I marry a person who loves money, I cannot serve the Lord. I need to fulfill her need because I love her, yeah? Then I got to make sure I make a lot of money, yeah? So there are always things that you need to think about in your life. What do you want in your life? What type of person can truly make you happy? But only maybe one or two things can make you happy, not the rest of it. There are always something that will make you unhappy. But because he can make you happy in the most three important things that are in your life, then you are able to forbear the others with the love of Jesus Christ. That is marriage. Because marriage is always good and bad. It's always, you know, some negative things you are going to face in the future. So again, you got to truly know the will of God. What kind of person you are? What kind of person is the other person? After you enter it, no door out, no window open. It's a dead end. You got to resolve the problem if you got any inside. Make it heaven with the power of God. So, yeah, no divorce. Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 10. 7 verse 10. Who I did not call Angel. La, Angel from SD. Did I call your name yet? Nah, please read. Seven verse 10. Are you reading 7 verse 10? 1 Corinthians. Did I say 2 Corinthians? Sorry, my fault, my bad. 1 Corinthians 7:10. Yes, this sister told me, she already know very well, I want to divorce. As long as I don't get remarried, I'm fine. Is it true? According to this verse, read it again. As long as I remain unmarried, I'm fine. Is it true? According to this verse, is it true? Hello? Hello? I think according to the verse, it is true. But I'm telling you, it is very difficult to remain unmarried once you got married, especially brothers. Right? Hello? Is that true? How many, how do you say guan hu in English? Widow woman. Widow is calling woman. How about man? How do you call it? Widower. How many widower you are able to say? I'm talking about not relationship. I'm not talking about paper. How many true widower you can see in the world? No, very few. Maybe none. Even sister is very hard. That's why the Bible says, to avoid sexual immorality, you got to have your husband. You thought, when you are very angry, I want to have divorce, I know the truth very well, as long as I can remain married, I'm fine. But the point is that it's hard, I'm telling you, it's so hard. Yeah? Especially you have experiences of marriage. That's why the Bible wants you not to have a divorce. Verse 12, he make a scenario. Like Ellen, can you read verse 12 and on? I only have 4 minutes left. Read very quickly. 12 and on. Louder, brother. What's the matter with you? Louder.
Therefore, although I wrote
Huh? 7, 12. Louder.
Verse 12. But to the rest, I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her.
13.
Verse 13. And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him.
14.
Verse 14. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise,
this is not automatic. I mean, with marriage, because both of you, at least you are a Christian, you remain in a marriage, you can influence your spouse with your tender attitude. And then your house can become a holy family. Yeah. So even like, you know, in the old days, it's very different. In Old Testament time, in Nehemiah and Jezra, Nehemiah's time, they want member to kick out their unbelieving spouse, right? Remember that story, yeah? But in New Testament, Paul wants you to remain in your marriage and try to influence them, earn them back. Then your house will become a holy family in the future. It's not automatically, you don't divorce, automatically he or she, your spouse can be saved. No, it is through how you conduct yourself and how you influence the other person. 1 Peter chapter 3, very quick. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Victoria, can you read quickly?
1 Peter chapter 3, verse 1. Likewise, you wives, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives.
May be won by the conduct of the wife. That's the purpose of saying that remain in a marriage, right? So one should not have divorce unless it have to do with adultery, of course. The only reason Jesus allowed a person to divorce is that you are too painful to become one. He already break the covenant of marriage. Your spouse already break the covenant of marriage. 婚约已经打破了. Therefore, it's too painful. You can go. That's God's mercy for you. But otherwise, you got to remain in it, right? One should not divorce his unbelieving spouse. One can save their spouse's spirituality through tender heart, right? One can have legal intimacy so the children have legal parents. Like if you leave them away, it's not easy for you to really. 1 day, 2 day is easy. 1 month, 2 months, 1 year, 2 year is not going to be easy for you to remain single. Yes, I only 1 minute. Yes, because no more contract, no more 婚约, no more, yeah, they break it, you can. Yes. If you got divorced, you can't get together anymore. You can remain in a marriage. You don't need to choose divorce for the sake of, because you are one. He's just only, he deviated, right? You can divorce him and remarry. But you are encouraged actually by myself, by me. Remain in the home. Because for the sake of him or your children. I guess I'm moved by the Holy Spirit. That's what Paul says concerning marriage. Yes, I'm going to go. 因为他本来就是你的，只要不离婚，其实他就是你的了。当然他是不干净，所以你才可以离婚呢。但是 你如果可以接受不干净的，不是你更伟大吗？没有犯罪，因为没有离婚，所以没有犯罪。 Anyway, okay, I think we shall finish. Oh, yeah, she was asking, what was it? If the other person come back, and you are together, is it a sin? It is not a sin because you are not divorced, right? And he original is yours. He's 30 or she's 30, yes? But that shows how loving you are because you really love the family, love that person, love your kids, right? So, yeah. But it's not easy, y'all. It really a lot, a big heart, not easy. All right, let's pray.